everyone. I'm Jensine Bard, and welcome to Testimony, where truth is told, lives are changed, and hope is given. Revelation 12:11 tells us that we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony, a testimony of your story for His glory. Ladies and gentlemen, it is my great joy to bring back to testimony a woman who has lived out the book you are about to hear about and will no doubt want to read. It's called Resurrection Life Now. She is the senior pastor and bishop of Rock Church International, which she co-founded with her late husband John Jimenez, along with the historic Washington for Jesus rallies of the 80s and 90s, bringing millions together for prayer, repentance, worship, and change. And more recently, America for Jesus 2012, held at the steps of Freedom's First Capital, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Would you please join me in welcoming an honor indeed, Bishop Ann Jimenez, and welcome to Testimony.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I'm just delighted to be with you and share.
Well, it is always great to have you. Your first book, which chronicles your life story, which we're going to touch upon a little bit today, Born to Preach, is a phenomenal read. This is the follow-up that goes more into depth of how all of us can experience a resurrection life, not just in our health, but in every area of our life. Your daughter, Robin, beautifully and powerfully shares in the foreword of your book just how you did that and how we as Christians should all be living this resurrection life now. So, Anne, for this segment, in part one of our two-part conversation, I'd like to look at the first five areas of experiencing resurrection life now. Resurrection that is before us, that saves us, restores us, endues us, and empowers us. And we are all ears.
Praise the Lord. Well, you know, Jensine, it's been about 2.5 years ago that I literally experienced a near-death experience. And I truly know what the power, life-giving power of God is, resurrecting power of God is. I went on a retreat with the pastors in our fellowship, and we went on a little, I think, about a five-day cruise. When we got on the ship, I wasn't feeling too well and went to lay down in my bunk. And from that time until we got off the ship, I never left the stateroom. I just couldn't seem to quite have the energy and the strength to get up. When my daughter got me off of the boat, instead of coming straight home from Florida, I kept begging her to bring me home. She said, I think we better spend the night before we get on an airplane. Well, Jensine, if she had put me on an airplane, they told her that I would have died on the plane. I was going into heart failure and ultimately went into total organ failure. She rushed me to a hospital in the middle of the night down in Florida, Palm Beach, Florida, to be exact. And when she signed me in, by the time she went through the double doors to go back and see about me, the doctor came and met her, and they said, are you with Ann Jimenez? She said, yes, I'm her daughter. They said, well, she's not going to make it tonight. Said, your mother's had a heart attack. And my daughter said, no, my mother doesn't have heart trouble. She has not had a heart attack. I laugh because I think back about, you know, sometimes we just think doctors know everything, and sometimes we find out they don't quite know it all.
Right.
And so they told her that I would die that night. And I lay unconscious, Jensine, for 12 days. I was unconscious when I went in, and then they kept me under because they had so many machines on me. By the time I was in the hospital, I went into total organ failure. My heart was stunned by a virus, and my heart function went down to 10%. They call it viral myocarditis. Many people drop dead with it. Young people drop dead with it. I was 75 at the time, and they figured, well, she's just too old. She's going to live through this.
Right.
And but, you know, God, I believe our lifespan is in God's hands. And when we serve God with all of our heart and all of our might and walk in His Word, our life literally is in God's hands. And only God says when we'll live or we'll die. And so they told her every day, your mother can't live today. And she would say, you don't know my mother, she will live. They put me in a room and had a nurse sitting with me around the clock, and she would go in and out, and the nurse would be monitoring all the machines. They were on every machine they could put me in, dialysis. They were breathing for me, and I was just in total organ shutdown. And they say people don't come back from that, but I did come back because of the Spirit of God that was in my life, and God wasn't through with me yet. And I'm sure there are many people listening that would probably have even a like testimony, or in their heart, they know God's not through with them yet.
Amen.
And so after about 12 days, they let me regain consciousness, and when I did, the second day I was conscious, I realized and told my daughter, I asked her, am I paralyzed? And she said, no, why would you ask that? I said, I can't move. I can't do anything but turn my head. I have found out later, since that time, they knew exactly what had happened to me. They just were so positive that I was going to die that I've even had doctors tell me, they pushed you over to the side, and they worked on people they thought had a better chance of living than I did. And they thought I had no chance of living. They gave me fluids, but they never gave me nourishment. And I laid there for 12 days. No one ever turned me. No one ever moved me. So when I woke up and realized I couldn't move my body, I have found out since then, every muscle in my body had atrophied. Well, almost every muscle had atrophied. And I was in the hospital 3 months because I couldn't move. I had to learn to walk. But I asked my daughter after a couple of days, I said, why aren't they feeding me? And I was shocked at her answer and didn't really realize at the time exactly what it meant. She said, they're not sure that you can still swallow. And I thought about that later, and they realized what they had done by never moving me and by keeping me under and unconscious that long. They knew that my muscles had atrophied, and they believed that the muscles in my throat had atrophied, and I couldn't swallow anymore. But praise God, I came out, and I said, well, give me something to eat. They gave me a little bit of, you know, Jell-O and pudding and stuff like that, and I said, I could eat. But, Jensen, I was in the hospital 3 months, and I had to learn to walk all over again. But my doctors were astounded. They couldn't really explain it. They said, we've got files so thick on you. This is not normal. You shouldn't be living. You shouldn't even be alive. And there was a doctor, Jensen, you've probably heard about him. His name was Dr. Crandall. He prayed for a man, and the man was raised from the dead.
Right.
He was a physician in the hospital
right.
down in Florida. You may have read about him in Charisma or heard him on the 700 Club.
Right.
And a nurse said to my daughter one of the days after I had was conscious, but I couldn't move or anything, and I was just, you know, alive. They were glad I was alive. But a nurse said to my daughter, she said, you all seem such faith people. She said, we had a miracle in this hospital. And my daughter said, you did? Why? What do you mean? And they said, well, there's a doctor here that prayed for a man, he was raised from the dead. And Robin said, you mean that doctor's in this hospital? Take me to him. And she got in touch with Dr. Crandall. And I'm sure many of your listeners have either seen him on TV or read about him. And he worked at that hospital. And he did come in and he did pray for me. It was after I had regained consciousness. But he told my daughter, he said, your mother's not going to die. She's going to live. And one by one, my organs had, before I regained consciousness, when they took me off of the machines, one by one, my organs just sprang back on. When I was unconscious, they had told my daughter, they said, your mother will need, if she survives, she'll need a heart transplant, a liver transplant, and a kidney transplant. That is, if she even lives. Now, today, under the kind of medical you know, thing that we have now, mm-hmm. I think if you're over 73, you don't qualify for any kind of transplant, mm-hmm. whether it would save your life or not. They are not going to be spending money on older folks that need transplants. Thank
wow.
God that the Lord healed me.
Amen.
He literally healed me by His Spirit that lives in my body.
And the Bible says
that many people were praying for me. One night while I was unconscious, they told my daughter, they said, your mother's blood pressure is so low, we've given her everything possible, and if her blood pressure doesn't start coming up, she'll die tonight. There's nothing more we can do about it. Robin went out in the hallway, went on Facebook, sent it around the world to my mother, Ann Jimenez. They say she won't live tonight unless her blood pressure comes up. Pray now for the blood pressure to come up. She said she went back in the room, and as she watched and she looked, and she said, Mom, I saw the blood pressure needles start moving, and your blood pressure began to come up. They asked my daughter at one point, they said, well, what kind of appliances did your mother use before this happened to her? And she said, what do you mean appliances? They said, well, was she, did she have a wheelchair? They said, no. Well, did she use a cane to walk? No. Well, did she use a walker? She said, no. She said, oh, I see what you mean. She said, no. She said, my mother preaches 3 times a week in high heels. Those are her appliances.
Praise God. Now, and just for those that have just tuned in, you're listening to Bishop Ann Jimenez, her book, Resurrection Life Now. This book is just a jewel. I think it should be required reading for every serious Christian who wants to know how to have resurrection life, not just in their health, as you experienced miraculously, Anne, but in every area of life. And we're going to try to touch on those 10 areas in our segments here today and next week. And so can you bring us up to the resurrection life now? God miraculously restored you, healed you, delivered you. You were on your feet preaching before thousands in your church, Rock Church International, on July 4th, Independence Day. Yep. And you have experienced what the Bible talks about. Thank God for doctors and nurses, but we have the great physician. And you and your daughter, Robin, you called that down. You grabbed onto that. You believed for that. And well, you persevered toward that.
Yes. But let me say this. This book is about the power of the Holy Spirit that lives inside you. That's what it's about. It's a book about the power of the Holy Spirit. Romans 8 and 11. It's the same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwells in you. He will also quicken, that means make alive, your mortal body by His Spirit that lives in you. Now, to me, that means right now. Make alive your mortal body. He'll quicken your mortal body. And every time that you are healed and you get that touch of God in your body, that is resurrection life. That's the Holy Spirit quickening with life that overcomes death and every manifestation of death. One day, I was sitting at my computer, and I was just kind of studying, and I heard in my spirit, the Lord said to me, what is the difference between resurrection life and eternal life? And I sat there a minute, I began to think about it, and resurrection life is a rising up kind of life. They're two totally different kinds of life. Eternal life is what we get when we are born from above. Resurrection life, the Holy Spirit, is what we get, I believe, when we're filled with the power of the Holy, when we have our personal Pentecost experience.
Ladies and gentlemen, tune in next week to hear more about resurrection life, Bishop Ann Jimenez. We look forward to having you back next week and on Testimony. God bless you.
Amen.
Testimony is a global broadcast made possible by the generous contributions of our valued partners at Jensen Bard Ministries and you, our listening audience. Together, we are reaching souls for Christ, one testimony at a time. If you would like information on how you can support this broadcast with your tax-deductible gift, please visit us at jensenebard.com. That's one word, JensenBard.com. And join the conversation at our Facebook page, Testimony with Jensen Bard. Thank you for listening, and please join us again for Testimony. Last week you heard the amazing recap of a woman that was at death's door, but for the grace of God, a praying daughter, and a church, and a belief in God and His Word to perform the miraculous in the power of the Holy Spirit, if we will but ask, believe, persevere, and receive. This week on Testimony, Bishop Ann Jimenez shares more of her groundbreaking book, in my view, called Resurrection Life Now, and how all of us can experience this not only in our health, but in every area of our lives. Would you welcome back to Testimony my good friend, senior pastor and bishop of Rock Church International and founder of the historic Washington for Jesus and America for Jesus rallies, a great friend, always an honor, Bishop Ann Jimenez. And welcome back to Testimony.
Thank you, Jensen. I am delighted to be with you.
Well, I just love interviewing you, Ann. You are full of the Holy Spirit. You've been in ministry for over 50 years. You've been all over. Oh, okay, but you don't look it. And all over the globe. And your life is such a witness and a testimony of the power of the Holy Spirit in a person's life. And this book that you've written, Resurrection Life Now, ladies and gentlemen, you can get this at Amazon.com. And also her book before that, which chronicles her life story, Born to Preach. And with that, Anne, I would like you to take us more in depth in your book, Resurrection Life Now, and the different areas of where we can all experience that, and share more of your story, please.
Jensen, you know, I need to say that it really starts at the cross. All healing, when we really totally give our heart and life to God, it starts at the cross. And when you're born from above, and you're born again, amen, at salvation, you get eternal life. And but when you're filled with the Holy Spirit, you get resurrection life. You're endued with power. It's two different. Saved means you get eternal life. Filled with the Holy Spirit, you're endued with power, resurrection life that makes you fit for service. And so I just want to say to those listening, you know, the first thing you do is give your heart and life to Jesus and then seek him. There is such a lack of knowledge. He says, my people perish for lack of knowledge. You must be born again and then pursue God. And after you receive the Holy Spirit, keep pursuing God. And for all that you get when you get the understanding of what you get when you get that Holy Spirit, you know, it says that the law of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. And when you are born again and you're in Christ, you're free from that law of sin and death. And I've been realizing that the blood of Jesus takes our sin away. And if there's no sin, there's no sickness. And so we go to the communion table. We go to the cross where he bought and paid for our healing and the resurrection life, the Holy Spirit we receive. And it's through our relationship with him, the blood of Jesus cleanses us from sin. Sin is what lets sickness into the human race. And when we're free from sin, we're free from sickness. We need to, you know, the enemy's cheated us out of our healing for so long, and we need to go to the cross and know that's where we were healed. It says by his stripes we were healed. God made real to me that we receive the power of the Holy Spirit. When we receive Jesus, we get saved, and then we receive the Holy Spirit when we're baptized with his Spirit. And it said you receive power. That means ability and strength and boldness and life when you receive the Holy Ghost. I keep going to Romans, the 8th chapter, and it talks about, the 11th verse, it talks about the same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead. If Christ be in you, though your body has death working in it because of sin, but the Spirit is alive, because when you get right with God, your spirit comes alive, and your spirit joined with the Spirit of the Lord, it says, and if the Spirit of him that raised up Christ dwell in you, he will raise you up also. He'll quicken. He'll make alive your physical mortal body.
Amen.
And when we draw on that and we keep confessing it, I want to say to those that are listening, the Bible says not to observe lying vanities. That means circumstances. when you pray the prayer of faith and accept Jesus and you know you're saved, then when you ask him to heal you and quicken your mortal body by his spirit that's in you, you claim that. You don't look at how you feel. Pain is a lying circumstance. What the doctors say is a lying circumstance. You cannot observe that. When I was in the hospital at death's door, my daughter was in the chapel, and she clearly heard God say to her, "Don't believe anything you see or anything you hear.
Right.
Just listen to what I tell you." Now, they were telling her every day that I would die, but she said, "My mother will not die. She will live." And, you know, she refused to look at the circumstances. Jin Singh, I was in bad shape. I had 6 blood transfusions. I started third spacing. That's where your body swells up and it turns green because of the water in your body.
Wow.
Your kidneys have failed. She said, "What's wrong?" They said, "Your mother is third spacing." She says, "What does that mean?" She says, "She's melting." Jin Singh, I was impossible. But she wouldn't give up. She said, "God told me that my mother's going to live. She has too many promises of God that he's made to her. She'll live and she won't die." Well, I lived, praise God. And I want to say to the people, the book, Resurrection Life Now, it's all about the Holy Spirit living in you, what he'll do for you, what he'll do through you, what he'll begin to do in your life. All believers need to be filled with the Holy Spirit. When you get the Holy Spirit, it says you are endued. You are just overwhelmed. You are granted. You are endowed with power. And that's resurrection life power. Not only will he quicken your body, he'll give you the power to lay hands on other people and pray for the sick. I believe this is the greatest day we live in. We're going to be forced to walk and live in the Spirit. And many people are going to reach out and receive the Holy Spirit. Many times people have been told they received everything when they got saved. But in the Acts, the 19th chapter, Paul said, "Have you received the Holy Spirit since you believed?"
They believed
in Jesus, but they had never heard about the Holy Spirit. When you get born again, you receive eternal life. When you are baptized into the Holy Spirit, you get the power of God. You're endued with power, dunamis, dynamite, life-giving substance. And I'm alive today totally because of his power and his life quicken my mortal body.
Yes, you
are. Miracle. I'm a pure miracle. And I preach weekly, and I travel in the ministry, and according to the doctors, I should have been dead 2 years ago. No, people don't recover from what was wrong with me, but I had no transplants. I had none of the things they said would happen. I'm alive and I'm walking. They said I would, you know, probably would need to be in a nursing home. Jin Singh, I am not in a nursing home. I promise you, I'm getting ready to go to church and preach.
No, you're not.
Tonight.
I know.
So,
and no one would believe. Now, Anne, how young are you? Would you mind sharing with our listeners?
Because
they will not believe
80.
It. Oh, no.
I'm 80.
You're
80? For those that are listening, I need to tell you what God has said to me about age.
Yes.
He said it's irrelevant.
Right.
It is irrelevant. I'll give you an example. It says, Sarah, when she was past age, she received strength to bring forth and bear a son, Isaac. Now, she was past age. She was too old. Like people will tell you, "You're too old for this or that." But
right.
She had a promise.
Right.
She had a word from God, and she held on to it. She refused to look. Age was only a lying circumstance to her. It meant nothing. God promised her a child, and she held on to the word, and she lived out her purpose. So hold on to the purpose of God for your life. Age is irrelevant. Hold on to what God has said to you.
Amen. And no one would believe that you're 80. No one at all. Not in your demeanor, not in your looks. And I know you have people tell you that all the time. In your book, Anne, you list 10 areas of resurrection life now, life that is before us, that saves us, that restores us, that endues us, that empowers us. You say that enlightens us, that quickens us, that lifts us, that authorizes us and perfects us. Ladies and gentlemen, you need to get this book, Anne Jimenez, Bishop Anne Jimenez, Resurrection Life Now at Amazon.com. And we have a few minutes left. Would you talk specifically about what the Holy Spirit is saying to you regarding why people don't grab on to this? Will your book enlighten them to do this?
Yes, it will. And just today, I've been studying, and the Lord just quickened to me that spiritual truths are spiritually known. He gives us His Spirit so that we can know the things that are freely given to us of God. So as you press in and ask God to wash your mind, the Bible says, with the washing of the water of the Word. If you press in, seek God, and search the Scriptures, and seek to be filled with the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is through Him is the only way you can understand spiritual realities and spiritual truths. A carnal man, that means a man that's not born again, can never understand. He can see a miracle, he'll never understand it. He can see a healing, he'll see it, but he can't understand it. It's spiritual things are spiritually discerned. So I want to encourage your believers to press into God, seek to be filled to overflowing. Read the Acts, the second chapter, how they were endued with power and went forth and began to do mighty works. It's the power of the Holy Spirit that will make real to you the power of God that's available to you for your life and available through you for other people. God's going to make all of His people witnesses to this mighty power.
And that's what's so incredible about your book. This really is an exhortation for every Christian to, as you said, press into God and get all that God has for them.
It's
and you're very
yes.
real and transparent about what you write in page 124 of your book. You say that it's not that we won't go through battles or that we won't have to fight or struggle to stay alive. You had to do that. You said that there is a
yes.
devil out there who wants to kill us. He tried to kill you. And that living for Jesus Christ is hard at times. And you
yes.
know this firsthand. A demonic virus attacked your heart. Satan tried to take you out, but you held on to the resurrection power of the Holy Spirit. You believed it. You received it. People prayed
yes.
for you for
yes.
it. And, you know, for those, especially in these times that are suffering financial difficulties and every kind of difficulty, in our remaining moments, Anne, will you speak a word of encouragement? And then I encourage everyone to get your book, Resurrection Life Now. And please, close us
Again,
out today.
I want to say, be filled with the Holy Spirit. The spiritual armor in Ephesians 6, it says put on the whole armor of God. It's spiritual armor.
Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to Bishop Anne Jimenez, Senior Pastor of Rock Church International and author of Born to Preach and Resurrection Life Now. Anne, thank you for being with us today. God bless
All right,
you
dear.
And your
God
ministry.
Bless.
Testimony is a global broadcast made possible by the generous contributions of our valued partners at Jensen Bard Ministries and you, our listening audience. Together, we are reaching souls for Christ, one testimony at a time. If you would like information on how you can support this broadcast with your tax-deductible gift, please visit us at jensenbard.com. That's one word, JensenBard.com. And join the conversation at our Facebook page, Testimony with Jensen Bard. Thank you for listening, and please join us again for Testimony.